In Britain, we spend a staggering £9.5 billion a year on DIY. In these recession-hit times, this might feel like money well spent. But for some home improvers, it's anything but.
He's a madman. He's a madman.
Now, property entrepreneur and builder Cyan Astley is coming to the rescue of Britain's most gung-ho DIYers who've knocked a fortune off their homes. She'll be meeting those who've bitten off more than they can chew.
He's really good at the demolition.
The have-a-go heroes.
I think he's a bit like a bull in a china shop.
And their long-suffering partners.
This hasn't been like this for 11 years, please tell me.
It has, yes.
Each week, they'll be handing over their half-built house to Cyan. With 15 years of experience in the property game, she reckons she can turn any project round in less than 14 days and for no more than £15,000. Her mission? To put right the DIY disasters and get back the lost value in the property. This week, we're in Exeter, where Royal Marine Officer Chris bought this four-bedroom 1930s cottage to share with his primary school teacher girlfriend Amy and their dog Cody. He's risked his life on tour in Iraq and Afghanistan, but back in Blighty, his half-built house is hopelessly out of control. Being a Marine with a can-do attitude, he boldly took on the kitchen as his first DIY project. From kitchen demolition, his DIY trail of destruction continued into the dining room, tearing down the wall and laying waste to the electrics. And now there's not even anywhere to have a wash. With work going on in every single room and not one job even close to being finished, girlfriend Amy and the dog are forced to live with her mum and dad 3 hours' drive away. She now visits Chris on his building site only at weekends.
Cup of coffee?
With precious little time before Chris is sent on his next tour of duty, the couple is desperate for some quality time together. But even the simplest of pleasures are a challenge in this half-built house.